Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura here, along with my co-host from Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Mr. Matt Wilhelm, coming to you live from St. John Fisher College in New York, where the Browns and the Bills had their first of 2 days of joint practices before the teams face off in the preseason on Thursday night at First Energy Stadium. And Matt, today there were some good moments, so we'll get to those in a little bit. But the big story, I think the Bills seemed a little bit more prepared. They seemed a little bit more physical. They seemed to get after a little bit more than the Browns.
They did. And, you know, something we always talk about on our radio show, Cleveland Browns Daily, is, you know, competitors, compete. And I think that's what the big asset in us coming up here to Rochester, spending 2 days with the Bills, is the ability to compete versus someone besides ourselves. Different looks, different energy, physicality, all the things that Rex Ryan has done at every stop that he's been, both in Baltimore, New York as a head coach, and he's brought here to Buffalo. Mike Pettine wants to create that same template in Cleveland, and we got a taste of that today. And I think from a, if I were a Browns player, I would step back and I would crank things up and be ready to go tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think tomorrow night we'll tell how this team responds, because early in the team portion, at least for the Browns offense against their defense, it was that great defensive line of the Bills. We said, this will be a big test. Can they come out and run the football, protect the quarterback? And early, the answer was no. Mario Williams showed up in a major way.
He definitely did, and I thought that was something. If I had to look at the improvement was in our wide receivers and their ability to make plays. Travis Benjamin, as well as Taylor Gabriel, big catches down the sideline in the end zone for touchdowns. But I thought the offensive line settled in that last kind of move the field type of period down in the red zone. There was not as much penetration from one of the best defensive lines in all of football. So they settled in, got their feet below them, and that's why I really look for tomorrow night to be a better night for the Browns.
I certainly hope so, and you're exactly right. They settled down. We saw Josh McCown with a big ball to Travis Benjamin, who fought through a pass interference for the and one, as you called it, on the sideline. Taylor Gabriel also got deep for about a 50-yard touchdown. And Johnny Manziel looked good as well, especially down in the goal line. He had two touchdowns on consecutive plays, one to Rob Hausler, another to Darius Jennings. So I thought that they picked it up as it went on. And again, tomorrow, I want to see how they respond, come out here, and match the physicality and intensity of this Buffalo Bills team. That'll do it from St. John Fisher College. We'll be back tomorrow here as the Browns practice with the Bills tomorrow night, 6 o'clock start. So it's going to be prime time. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for watching The Huddle, and keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.